The park entrance station is coming up in just a moment, so make sure you have your annual parks pass ready if we have one. And again, please, let's not ask too many questions at the booth if there's a lineup behind us. The visitor centers in the park are the best places to do that. From here, it's only a little over 30 minutes drive to get to the first Cliff House views. Along the way, I'll point out some interesting geological facts, so you have some background for how in the world the ancestral Puebloan people were able to build structures in the sides of cliffs, and why they may have moved from the mesa tops into the cliff alcoves in the first place. If we have less than a full day in the park, I'd recommend heading straight to Spruce Treehouse. There you can get a close look at one of the best preserved dwellings in the park, and also check out the artifact exhibits at the nearby archaeological museum. After that, I would suggest we drive the Cliff Palace and Mesa Top loops. If we still have time available, I'd encourage us to keep up the energy to also visit the Wetherill Mesa sites. Now, of course, your itinerary may be different if you're doing a cliff dwelling tour. I'll talk more about what to see and do on these different loops when we get closer.